So give us the lowdown on this new position Alan Berntsen will be holding as border czar.
I can't. I mean, here's what I can tell you. Alan's a great guy. He's got a lot of talents that are very well suited to this job. You know, it's a press announcement, so it's really kind of hard to tell because it's still really not clear what's the scope of his authority, what are the line of, what's the line of command going to look like. So until that, you don't really know. What we do know, as I can tell you right now, is what are the things that we have to do on the border to fight the cartels. And ticking off that list is pretty easily. First of all, we can't forget immigration enforcement, which I think everybody's kind of like sweeping under the rug. You have to deal with both problems at the border. Human smuggling is part of the smuggling. It's drugs, humans, money, and guns. So you can't put that off the table. And you just not have to think about human smuggling at the border. You also have to think about interior enforcement. So that's one. The second thing is you can't fight this at the border. Actually, I was concerned with a lot of the early DHS stuff, Homeland Security stuff was, well, we're going to inspect stuff going south because we're worried about money and guns going south. But, you know, that's not much more effective than inspecting the stuff coming more looking for the drugs. You have to go after the networks. That means integrated law enforcement on a regional basis, federal, state, and local working together. National Guard's not really a good answer. They don't bring the right assets to the table. And then the final piece is we got to put a lot more assets into helping out into the border counties, the border sheriffs. The community policing that they do along the border is a vital component. So those are all the pieces. And all I can tell you is if the czar helps coordinate, integrate those things and make those things happen, it's a good thing.
Well, there's also this diplomatic overlay on this whole thing and the danger for having a diplomatic faux pas with Mexico in anything we do. So my question is, does the establishment of this position say to Mexico, you're so important, we're going to have our own czar just to deal with this issue or these set of issues? Or does it say, you're such a pain in the backside, we have to have a czar to deal with it?
Well, you know, the good news is our new czar speaks Spanish. He's worked in that area. And he's familiar to folks on the other side of the border, so that's all great. Mexico and the United States needs to work together. Now, the problems on the Mexican side of the border are very different, and we tend to pretend that they're the same on both sides, and they're not. The violence, for example, on the U.S. side is the cartel violence is primarily cartel on cartel. You know, these guys attacking each other. If you actually look at the crime statistics along the border, they really haven't changed much over the last couple of years. On the other side of the border, it's a completely different problem. It's a war zone. I think we overplay this. I don't think Mexico is ready to collapse. But the problem is the police are either overwhelmed or corrupt. So what the government's trying to do, and I think rightly so, is with our assistance in the Merit initiatives, build up the capability of the military, put the military in there, you know, get control of an area, then reform and arm the police, and then put them in charge. It's a good model. We need to do more in the Merit initiative. But from our side of the border, where we can, where we have good partners on the other side of the border, we need to share information, be working together. One of the problems is we talk about this gun smuggling all the time, about all these American guns going to Mexico. The Mexicans do a horrible job of sharing information with us on where these guns are really coming from. Quite frankly, I think this thing about all the weapons coming from the United States is a bit overblown. They're not getting hand grenades and 50 caliber machine guns from the United States. They need to do a better job of sharing information with us on the arms stuff. But we have to have better partners there. And you got to know who to deal with. And so that's actually where it might be helpful for somebody who's focused on this. And they know, well, I know that this sheriff, I know that this mayor, I know that this governor is somebody that we can work with. So that might actually be helpful.
We're talking this morning to Dr. James Carafano. He's an expert in Homeland Security and Defense at the Heritage Foundation. So would you expect that under Secretary Napolitano and the new border czar, Mr. Berntsen, that there will be the same emphasis on, you know, security operations and making sure that there are, you know, observers at the border and that we have the not electronic and the border fence still intact and that all remains operational and funded?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say I'm really confident about this because, you know, they're pumping out all these press releases and they're reporting people. But you know what? The border is like a balloon. You know, if you push one place, you know, the bad things just go someplace else. So if you don't have an integrated solution that goes not just at the border across Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, and out to the sea as well, because they just go around and go on the water. If you don't have an integrated solution across that, and it's not integrated with what you're doing in the interior of the United States and in Mexico, then it's not working for me. And they send out a press release, and I'm not sure I'm seeing the whole pieces there. You know, for example, like putting, you know, inspecting people going south into Mexico. I mean, the smugglers are going to figure that out in a New York minute, and they're just going to go other places. So all we'll be doing is inconveniencing a lot of people going into Mexico. That's a lot of resources for a very marginal return. So, you know, I hear some good things, I hear some bad things, but, you know, unfortunately, this is like surgery. You know, if they cut open okay, and they suture up okay, but they screw up, you know, fixing the heart, then the patient still dies. You have to get all the pieces right. There is no grade from F to A. You get an A or an F. And while there's some good things there, I'm not sure they're doing all the things that's going to get them to an A.
Well, can I ask you about the really big picture, the one that is almost seems insurmountable if you back up to the 50,000-foot level, and that is the profits that are in drugs that are now illegal. And there's a lot of demand in the United States, and I imagine in Mexico, too, to buy these things, and they're expensive because they are illegal. Does anyone ever talk anymore about the idea of if there was a way to decriminalize these and take the profit out of it, that would eliminate vast areas of problems? Or is that just something we're way past that ever happening?
Well, you know, we actually have a great model for that or a great analogy for that, and that's prohibition, right? Because the prohibition in part created a large criminal enterprise because of alcohol smuggling. And the mafia got into that in a large way, and it helped grow and make the mafia what it was. But what happened when we ended prohibition? Did the mafia go away? No, it didn't, because they were already entrenched and rooted. And what they did with the vast wealth and organization that they had is they just ran out and got into other criminal enterprises. And they actually, their greatest days were ahead of them. So, you know, it's too late if that ever was a good idea. And we could have long discussions about that, about how what it does to your civil society by having rampant drug use. And the answer is it destroys it. But the other point is this criminal enterprise is already $25 billion enterprise. If you legalize drug tomorrow, they're going to go find something else to do. So it sounds like a silver bullet answer, but it's not going to solve your cartel problem, and it's going to buy you such a wrath of societal problems that you'll rue the day.
Oh, well, we don't want to do that.
A pretty big part to leave on. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will definitely have you back to discuss this further. Thanks so much for joining us
this
morning.
Always great to be with you guys.